Arthur Hayes says he sold Hype and Near drops. 19% Arthur Hayes disclosed on June 4, 2026, that he had sold his Hype and Near positions, and the two tokens reacted on very different scales. Near was down 19.5% and Hype down 5.8% in the hours after the disclosure, according to CoinGecko. The move landed in the middle of a broad sell-off, but Near fell close to 4 times harder than the overall market, a gap that points to position-specific selling rather than macro alone, a single exit against a falling tape. The wider market was already red when Hayes posted. As of June 4, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $63,528, down 5.1% on the day and 13.2% on the week. Ether sat at $1,770, down 5.7%. And the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index read 20 firmly in fear. On a day like that, a 5.8% drop in Hype is roughly in line with everything else falling. Near's 19.5% slide is the outlier. A broad sell-off explains part of any token's decline, but the extra distance Near traveled below the market is the part tied to the disclosure. When a large visible holder says they are out, two things happen at once. The supply hitting the order book goes up, and other holders read the exit as a signal and trim their own exposure. Thin liquidity does the rest, and the price gap's lower than the headline percentage from any single sale would suggest. The signal mattered more than the size. Hayes did not need to disclose the dollar figures for the market to move. His disclosure was the catalyst on its own. That is the uncomfortable mechanic of a market where a handful of accounts carry outsized narrative weight. The act of announcing an exit can move a token more than the mechanical impact of the sale itself. For Hype, the muted reaction suggests the token absorbed the news inside the day's general weakness. Hyperliquid's trading volumes have been strong through the spring, and a deeper bid tends to soak up a single seller without a dramatic gap. Near, with thinner support on the day, did not have that cushion. This is not the first time a named trader's disclosure has outrun the fundamentals. The lesson for anyone holding a smaller cap token is plain. Concentration of holders is its own risk factor, separate from the project's roadmap or revenue. A token can be doing nothing wrong and still drop 19% because one well-known wallet decided to rotate out and said so publicly. The practical read for holders. None of this is a verdict on either project. Hayes selling a position is a portfolio decision, not a fundamental disclosure, and he gave no public reasoning beyond the fact of the sale. Treating one trader's exit as a research conclusion is how reactive selling cascades in the first place. The part worth internalizing is structural. If you hold a token that backs a balance you spend from, a single holder exit is a real, recurring source of drawdown. Card programs that require staking a native token, where your cashback depends on that token holding its value, carry this exposure directly. A token price drop can erase months of rewards faster than the rewards accrue, and a Hayes-style disclosure is exactly the kind of event that triggers one. Stablecoin-denominated balances do not have this particular failure mode, which is part of why they have become the default for spending rather than holding. For now, the numbers are the story. Near down 19.5%, Hype down 5.8%, a broad tape down about 5%, and a fear reading of 20 as of June 4, 2026. The spread between Near and the rest is the measure of how much one disclosure can move a market when liquidity is already thin.